Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms.
Can I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Toronto.
What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's just mesmerizing just to watch a functional government doing functional government type things.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
And the person answered the question, and they're just crying.
Why with all the crying?
This is such a good question.
I just heard a song on the radio that reminded me of the way we were.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Wow, how about those white supremacist riots yesterday in all of the state capitals? Did you see those? Not to mention in Washington, D.C., the racists and the Proud Boys and the neo-Nazis. Did you see all those riots? No? Well, there were some riots, though, yesterday. They were attacking the police in Portland, Oregon, and in Seattle, Washington. They were rampaging through the streets in Denver, Colorado. They were burning American flags. Those weren't the Proud Boys. Those weren't the deplorables. Those weren't the credulous boys. Those were lefties. Those were Antifa. But I thought Antifa was just an idea, as Joe Biden said. I thought it was just a myth, as the Penguin, Jerry Nadler, said. They were rioting? What are they mad about now? They got everything they wanted, didn't they? No one's going to make you get a job for the next 4 years. You can go back on food stamps. Go back to mom's basement. Clip your coupons, you little trust funders. Work on your little beer guts with your black t-shirts. So there was no right-wing. They promoted that. That was the COVID of earlier this week. You know, COVID is disappearing from the front pages. We'll talk more about that later. And now the right-wing white supremacist riots, another bit of fake news down the tubes. 844-500-4242.
Very fake news.
We want to lead today. We have a very busy show, as always, but it's always nice to lead with Joe Biden. He's the president of all Americans. And let's start with last night. I'm going to guess that despite the wall-to-wall coverage on all the networks and all the cable news channels, pretty much, you didn't watch. And they wonder why there's been this exodus of tens of millions, if not more, Americans to Netflix and even Amazon Prime and all the other Hulu, all the other alternatives, Roku. They wonder why everybody's checked out when they could be watching must-see TV like this one, Cut 5.
America built of decency. It's built of decency and dignity.
America is built of decency. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? He's a fan of poetry. You know why? Because if you read poetry, you learn to speak well. You learn the English language, builded of decency. Okay, and now let's talk about the core American value. Cut 6.
And we're going to do it by leading with one core American value: humility and trust, collegiality, diversity, competency, and family.
I counted six of the one core America value. All right. 844 500 42. You know, the word I don't really like is cleansing. That word is popping up more and more. And, you know, maybe I'm paranoid, but I associate that word with ethnic cleansing a few decades back. But now they're talking about cleansing the deplorables, people like you and me. 844-500-4242. But we've got some great journalists here that are at the White House press corps. These are the same people who screamed and yelled at Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and everybody, whoever was up there, Peter Navarro, and that right up to and including the President of the United States. But let's just go over some of the questions they were asking yesterday. And of course, the big one was to Jen. Is it Jen Psaki or Jen Psaki? I'm going to call her Jen Psaki. That's the way we pronounce it where I'm from. Jen Psaki.
Psaki, like what you get at
like the Japanese rice wine.
Yes, exactly. Psaki.
Jean Psaki.
How about Winnie Psaki?
Yeah. Winnie Psaki. Winnie, that's a name you don't hear much anymore. Winnie, this is Winnie Psaki. Cut 21.
A lighter note, will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
This is such a good question. When I worked in TV news, when they'd bring in a new TV news director, which at my station, Channel 7 in Boston, was about every 4 months, the first thing the TV news director would do was change the color scheme. He'd go from Earth's colors, you know, like a gray or a pale green, to something flashier. That wouldn't work. So he'd fire the anchors. That wouldn't work. So the third strike would be they would fire the news director. And we get a new news director, and he would change this color scheme, and then he would fire the anchors, and then he would be fired. It was a treadmill to oblivion. Here's another great question. Cut 22.
The battle for truth may be as tough a fight right now as is the battle against coronavirus. How do you and President Biden plan to combat disinformation that in many ways led to that assault we witnessed 2 weeks ago today on the Capitol?
The battle for truth. Again, these are the guys who've been promoting the Russian collusion hoax, and God only knows how many other things. By the way, you want to know another one that was a little bit of the battle for truth that was lost the other day? Remember a couple days ago, Biden flew in to Joint Base Andrew on a private jet? And so all of the network anchors, all of the Democrat operatives with press passes immediately announced that it was just another petty gesture for Donald Trump to deny the president-elect an Air Force jet.
Very fake news.
Yeah. And they, you know what it turns out? It turns out they offered him an Air Force jet, and he's gotten spoiled by the private jets. So he said, now just take the private jet. Even though what it cost, probably at least $10,000. I know it was only from Delaware, but it had to cost tens of thousands of dollars. But he didn't want the Air Force jet. You know who corrected it? Talk about a man bites dog story. Jim Acosta had to correct the story. But Jake Tapper was still raving about it, and April Ryan, she's taxpayer funded, you know, National Panhandler Radio. TMZ, Donald Trump's pettiness apparently knows no bounds. Boy. White House historian Michael Beschloss. I have as much respect for White House historians or presidential historians as I do for experts talking about coronavirus. So this White House historian Michael Beschloss, he posted the lie, President-elect Biden flying today on private plane. Did Trump refuse to have Biden flown to the Capitol on an Air Force plane? No, he didn't. No, maybe you should have answered the question before you posted it. 844-500-4242. Here's a good one, 917. Biden, I command everyone on federal land to wear a mask. Mainstream media, finally we have a strong leader, thank God. Trump, I command everyone on federal land to wear a mask. Mainstream media, only a dictator would tell people what to do. Yeah, so so it's a tough battle fighting disinformation, especially when you're the ones that are putting it out. Cut 23.
But when you were up there, do you see yourself, your primary role is promoting the interests of the president, or are you there to provide us the unvarnished truth so that we can share that with the American people?
Oh, God.
You know,
talk about a question that wasn't a rhetorical question. It was certainly a rhetorical question.
Is there any male in the White House press corps that's not a beta male?
That was a question. With
why do they all have to talk like that?
In the back of the mind, he was saying, boy, I hope Kaylee's watching. This is really going to get her.
The unvarnished truth. And then now, when a sports reporter asks the quarterback, you just threw an interception and you lost the Super Bowl. How do you feel? Everybody says, man, is that lame. How do you feel? So here's a how do you feel question on day one. Cut 24.
And then could you just give us some color about what it was like for him going into the Oval Office? He's been waiting for this for so long. What was his reaction?
Actually, he thought he was going to a meeting of the Wilmington City Council, and it was 1971. He said, where am I? What's my... Hi, I'm Joe Biden's husband. Remember when he said that? He was Joe Biden's husband?
Remember when he said he was going to defeat Joe Biden?
That we got to do a big loop. We've been talking about this for a long time, Taylor. We need a big Joe Biden loop. Everything. And we need a new one every week. Every week we need all this stuff. Urban versus Ural today. We'll be back with more, and we'll take your
That I have a record of over 40 years. And that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at my record.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Hi, how about this one?
He's
Hi,
been
I'm
his Joe... own downfall most every time. So, yes, he's
Hi,
right.
I'm Joe Biden, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate. You know, I'm Joe Biden, and I started out in the House of Representatives. These are just a few of the greatest hits that come to mind. Sticking to a New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time and doing it over and over again every day. Sometimes you don't feel like doing it, but you got to stick with it because that's the way you keep your resolution. Other resolutions are easier to keep because they taste good and make you feel better. If you're looking to institute some healthy habits and improve your lifestyle this year, here's a resolution that'll really make you feel better and it won't bother you. You need to check out Superbeat Heart Chews. Superbeats Heart Chews. You take two a day. I'm holding them up right now. They're wrapped in foil like a piece of candy. They taste good like a piece of candy, but they are good for you. They're good for your heart health, your blood pressure, your circulation. They just make you feel better.
A lot of different supplements you don't like to take because maybe they taste nasty or they have a bad texture to them, but you look forward to eating Superbeats. It's a great, great product.
Right, exactly. That's a good way to put it. You don't have to mix it up with anything and gulp it down and it tastes bad and then it kind of comes back at you. These are great. Just two Superbeats Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart healthy energy you need to chase your goals. Superbeats Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Superbeats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase by going to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's two free gifts valued at over $50, only available at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
All right. Can I have some music, please, for the cheap bastard deal? It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Oh, yeah.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
This is a cheap bastard deal we've had before, and they always go like the proverbial hotcakes, and they're going to go again. These are the 6-ounce Woodwick soy candles from Old New England Soap. They're made with 100% soy wax, which burns clean. They're not going to give you any kind of headaches like some of these other candles that are supposedly made from scratch. They have a double wick system to make lighting easy and ensure that you get full burn time without any wick failures. They also have a modified fragrance oil that does not contain chemical responsible for most people's, as I said, candle headaches. This set includes 3 6-ounce soy Woodwick candles with 3 different scents: Mountain Orchard, Spring Lilac, and Country Charm. Valentine's Day is coming up. This is a perfect gift for anybody, but especially women. Women love these candles. Men love them, too. I love them, too. And these are different than the evergreen candles we had around Christmas. These are spring scents. While supplies last, you can get this three-pack of Woodwick soy candles. It's a $27 value from Old New England Soap for just $14. With us now is Dave from New England Soap. We get a lot of compliments about this, Dave. People love the smell, and they also love the fact that you don't get that. You call it candle headache.
Yeah, the candle headache is caused by something called phthalates that you had asked about before. That's a chemical that you find in a lot of the commercial candles. And what that is it comes from the fragrance oils that they use. Okay, I don't use fragrance oils, Howie. I use essential oils, and there's a big difference. No chemicals, nothing to upset your respiratory system, too. And thank you for bringing up the wicks, because I understand President Biden did have a wick failure just last night, so I don't understand how that's working.
He has all kinds of failures all the time, day and night, middle of the night, dawn, sunset. It happens over and over again. But this is really great. And these are made right here in New England, right?
They're made right here in New Hampshire. They're the best possible candle that you can buy. I received a really nice letter from one of your listeners about a lady that couldn't burn candles anymore. And she was able to burn these candles and not experience the old candle headaches that she had before. So that's a great thing. People should be able to enjoy things. And that's why an all-natural candle like this, using 100% organic soy wax, is really important. Makes your house smell great, but it doesn't have any adverse effects whatsoever. And the wood wick and cloth wick, the combination between the two, allow the candle to burn all the way through without any tunneling on the sides. You don't have to scrape these candles on the side to get that excess wax down there, because it just burns evenly. And we've been burning these since Christmas. We're getting an average of 30 to 40 hours per candle, which is really good for a smaller candle, Howie.
I agree. We have some at where we are, and they just, you're right, they last. They seem to last forever. And again, it's a nice smell, and it's nice to have the evergreen scent, you know, around Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, when you're thinking about a Christmas tree or something. But now in the dead of winter, it's nice to be thinking about spring, and these are good fragrances, right?
Yes, they are, and they'll put you right in the mood. I like the Country Charm. That has an amaretto flavor to it, or scent to it, and it really does smell quite nice, and I love that flavor of amaretto. Anyways, the Spring Lilac, of course, is lilac, and the Mountain Orchard is just absolutely wonderful. These scents are long-lasting. They start at the beginning, and even if you get all the way down to the bottom, you still have plenty of scent left, too. And it's a great value, because I sell them all the time for $27 for a 3-pack. Today, they're $14 on the cheap bastard deal.
HowieCarShow.com and click on store. HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And you can just just pick them up now, and they'll be waiting. You can use them immediately, or you can save them for Valentine's Day. It's a perfect gift for Valentine's Day, and they're going to go fast. And if you don't make it in time to get it, you can always order them from oldnesoap.com, where they have these and many more scents available. Oldnesoap.com. But right now, get the cheap bastard deal. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Thanks, Dave. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, the old New England soap candles are gone. And they went very fast. But now, if you want to get it, they still have a lot of great deals at oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com. They have these and many other scents and soaps available for you to try. That's oldnesoap.com. Check them out there. It really is a good, very good product. 844-500-4242. Make 2021 your healthiest year yet with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase. It's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone in the Biden administration denounce the Antifa riots in Portland, Seattle, and Denver?
As my old English teacher at Deerfield used to say, Taylor, pardon me for laughing in your face. Of course not.
Yeah, 97% say no.
And you know, you're not going to see any of it on the super spreader networks, but those were violent rallies, especially the one in Portland. They were they went after the Democrat headquarters, city headquarters in Portland, Oregon. So again, these people think they can ride the tiger. You know, this never works out in a revolution. Don't just ask Robespierre, who we always mention. Ask Kerensky how it worked out for him in Russia, and Trotsky, for that matter. Anyway, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. Thank you for having me. There's a lot of news today. I want to start with some of the decisions the Biden administration is making beyond executive orders. There's just a lot of news about things they're doing. One of them was, do you see what they're doing on the website now, Howie, for the White House?
The pronouns?
They're having you choose your pronouns. And so first I saw that. Again, doesn't really affect me. I don't really care. But then I saw this came out today.
Can you be it and it's?
I mean, you're the one who edits all my papers, so if we're going to go grammar here, you should.
I'm just saying, is this like a multiple choice thing? So you could make yourself a neuter. Suppose you're not transgender, you're just neuter gender.
Like neutral?
Eunuch. Neutral. Neuter. It's.
You reminded me of Bob Barker right now. Get your cat spayed or neutered.
617 says Kerensky wasn't murdered. Yeah, but he was run out. He was run out of the country, wasn't he?
But Howie, this is another update that I wanted you to know. Any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams and give them women's scholarships, etc.
How is that advancing the cause of women?
Well,
Grace.
That's the big debate that's happening, because a lot of women, including, I think, the author of the Harry Potter series, have come out and said, listen, you're taking away women's experiences
and
when you say
book,
anyone can be a woman.
And her new book, it wasn't a Harry Potter book, but it would have made the publishing company millions of dollars. It was canceled, I believe, because of that. And you know who has no future in Democrat Party politics now?
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard, because she said this is absurd. What's going on?
And it's interesting, because a lot of these parents and these more center Democrats who have pretended to be so offended over the last 4 years by Trump and his tweets, I wonder if their daughters, if they compete in sports or if they're up for scholarships, will they have a problem if men are just allowed to race their daughters and they no longer win and they no longer, you know, get into the colleges of their choice because they're being replaced by men who identify as women?
I feel so sorry for this started in Connecticut. Remember those high school girls?
Yeah.
And they were beaten out by these guys that were running as girls. And you know, a lot of times colleges, even if it's not like, you know, top Division One or whatever you want, they give you a scholarship if you're going to be on the track and field team, and you can compete even at a lower level of competition, right?
Right.
But they're losing out. So, but now these girls couldn't say they finished number one or number two in various competitions in Connecticut because these guys took everything. It wasn't just not getting into college. They lost money. It's so frustrating. By the way, Grace, I hate to be a stickler for reality here, but did you see whose bust Joe Biden put in the Oval Office?
Well, he added a lot of new things. Remind me who the bust was. I saw that he was
Cesar Chavez.
Yes, I did.
The head
see
of
that.
The United Farm Workers Union. Has anyone ever checked out what Cesar Chavez, I believe it's on tape, as a matter of fact, what he said about Mexicans who came over and took agricultural jobs from Mexican Americans and others in the California agricultural lands?
Well, I'm sure if the bust is in Joe Biden's office, he was very welcoming to those people.
He used a word that is now considered a slur, even though there was an operation named with that word when Eisenhower was president. It starts with a W. Now, I'm just thinking, if Donald Trump had put a bust in the Oval Office of a guy who described Mexican illegals with the W word, do you think there would have been an uproar, Grace? Is it remotely possible that he could have been attacked as a white supremacist or a racist?
I'll do you one better, Howie. So someone on Twitter was noticing how all these women yesterday were wearing the color purple, and someone said, you know, and there was meaning behind it. I'm actually not exactly sure what it was. It might have been for domestic abuse. I'm not sure. That sometimes the color purple is associated with that. But a woman on Twitter said, you know, that if Trump had done this at his inauguration, what the comments would have been. Color is the purple of royalty.
Right. He thinks he's the emperor.
He's never going to leave. It's just absolutely absurd. But this woman put a great point up when she was talking about this decision that any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biologically male athletes to women's teams. She wrote beneath it, a new glass ceiling was just placed over girls. It's true.
I got another one, Grace, that not too many people seem to be talking about. Paul Krugman.
Yes.
The Nobel Prize laureate, who's never been right about anything.
Right.
I guess he's the Nobel Prize laureate for getting everything wrong. Did you see what he did yesterday?
No. What did he do?
They were playing God Bless America, My Country 'Tis of Thee.
Yes.
And so he tweeted out, what the hell's going on? Why are they playing God Save the King?
Oh, Lord.
It has the same melody. Right?
Oh my gosh!
But he's an American. You know, he's not. He was born here, unlike David Brooks or Max Boot. I mean, he should know it's God Bless America here, not God Save the King or God Save the Queen.
That's a sign that you're watching too much PBS.
Seriously, turn off the Downton, my friend.
PBS or BBC, and I don't think the BBC plays God Save the Queen too often, do they, Taylor?
Am I known to watch the BBC?
I could see it. I find it so funny that these reporters, they get so ahead of their skis like yesterday, and they embarrass themselves. Some of them had to deactivate their accounts because they wrote such embarrassing things during the inauguration. It's like, maybe just take a deep breath and think about it before you start tweeting. Oh, this takes my breath away. I have chills. I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's Lauren Wolf. You know, one of these people I never heard of, but apparently she's a big shot at the New York Times. And she said she was getting chills. She didn't say where the chills were coming from, though, Grace. I mean, at least Chris Matthews gave us something that the doctors could diagnose. The thrill was coming up his leg.
And Howie, you said this yesterday during your show, but I think you really nailed it. No one is hurting more during all this excitement than Chris Matthews. You know, it's like seeing people throw a birthday party and you not being invited. This was supposed to be his time to shine.
919 said, is the W word? Yes, 919. That's the W word that you thought it was. Yes. I want to say, will anyone in the mainstream media mention this? That what Cesar Chavez said about the people that Joe Biden is welcoming with open arms, even though they don't have any jobs, they don't have any skills. They're going to test positive, though, for COVID-19, a very high percentage of them.
Will anyone mention that? Should I quote your teacher, Howie? Pardon me while I laugh in your face.
Yes.
I just find it very emblematic of the whole Democrat problem, because Joe Biden comes into office and the first thing he does is shut down the Keystone Pipeline, thereby killing all of these jobs. And they're really good at shutting things down and mandating things and canceling people. And they're not good at creating jobs and creating opportunity. And the only thing they're creating now is more issues, because they're going to let all these people come in through the border. And on your first day, Howie, wouldn't you say, let's hold off on shutting anything down. Let's take a minute here and see what we got. But nope, he starts signing everything. And
it had Trump's signature on it. It had to go.
Exactly. Howie, can I take a minute here before I leave to tell a story that would usually make it into Police Blotter Facts Friday, but I'm feeling I don't want to wait on it. It's too good. Before I get to this, though, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Everyone knows I love my Toyota. I love my RAV4 XLE. It's beautiful. I have the beautiful sunroof, and it's just gorgeous. And they have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're so nice. Make sure you check them out. Tell them that I sent you. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. They're all really nice there, and they'll really help you out. Feds bust monkey whisperer.
Monkey whisperer?
Yeah, I knew you'd like
this
story.
Never heard of such a thing.
For allegedly selling endangered primates. The feds aren't monkeying around with this guy. A Florida man who calls himself the monkey whisperer has been charged with conspiracy and trafficking for allegedly shipping primates, including endangered species, to clients all over the country.
Oh, I can't wait for this Netflix documentary series.
It's like the follow-up to Tiger King.
Monkey Whisperer.
Oh, by the way, just a side note, Tiger King was super mad, and so were his lawyers, that Trump didn't let him out. He said that...
You know who liked it, though? The guy that was in the limo. He was just sitting there all day outside the prison waiting to pick up
that
the Tiger.
Dodge Ram limo.
The meter's running.
Carol Baskin was happy too. She said that he should not be let out of prison. So this guy, the Monkey Whisperer, Jimmy Wayne Hammonds, and his company, the Monkey Whisperer LLC, are accused in a federal indictment of sending a capuchin monkey,
yeah,
to a customer in California and endangered cotton top tamarins to clients in Alabama, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. One woman actually had to send one of them back. And when she sent them back, I think he knew that the people were onto him. He was trying to convince his clients not to tell them where they got the
monkeys. I never
have
thought
from.
To myself, you know, I'd love to have a monkey. You know, I thought it'd kind of be cool to have a parrot or one of those colorful birds, but a monkey, I don't need a monkey.
Back in the day, I guess you could order them through like any catalog, right, Howie?
I think they were easy to get. I don't know if you could get like them in the catalog.
No, there were advertisements in the back of comic books. You can order your own monkey.
I love how Howie's like our historian, right, Howie? Yeah. Did you ever think about
says,
that?
Tell me, Grandpa,
says,
about the monkeys.
The monkey whisperer stories is bananas. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie. Yeah. And by the way, everyone, make sure you check out fallensbein.com. I'll be there February 19th, so make sure you sign up. Have a good one.
Listen up. This is the best deal you're going to be offered all week. Have you been thinking about buying one of the Eden Pure Gen 30 space heaters or the Thunderstorm air purifier, which I'm holding up and McKay's holding up the Gen 30 space heater? Well, until Friday, you don't have to buy one or the other. You can get both. With code word Thunder, you will get a free Thunderstorm when you purchase the Gen 30 space heater. Home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing. You saw what happened to the Keystone XL pipeline, potentially costing you hundreds of dollars a month. Eden Pure Gen 30 heater will save you up to $50 on your heating bill. The Eden Pure Gen 30 Classic Infrared Heater uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to warm you to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save you money on your heating bills every month.
I use both of these in my basement, Howie, when I'm chilling down there or working out, whatever I'm doing. It's nice. It keeps everything warm. And, of course, if you get a basement smell, you don't have it with a Thunderstorm air purifier. So you're doing whatever you're doing down there in comfort and knowing that the air around you is absolutely clean and odor-free.
This is a great two-for-one deal. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in your room. This helps prevent dry skin. Also, if you have pets or young kids around, you don't need to worry about the heater catching on fire. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word THUNDER. That's nearly $100 savings, and shipping is free, too. Buy the EdenPure 30, and with code word THUNDER, you get a free thunderstorm air purifier. EdenPure.com. You'll never be cold again, and you'll never smell that odor again. EdenPure.com, code word THUNDER. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, is Kevin Frisby, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and he's a financial advisor in all over New England. Kevin Frisby, we knew a lot of these executive orders were coming, but it's still rather shocking to see him shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, you can make an argument, crazy as it is, for some of this stuff, but there's no reason to be doing this whatsoever. I mean, tens of thousands of Americans are losing good-paying jobs because of this, and it's going to drive up the price of energy.
Well, I was just talking to a client just before this call, Howie, and we were talking about gas prices. 30 cents a gallon since Election Day is what the gas prices are up here in Maine, and I'm sure
everywhere.
All across New England, everywhere. So here's the thing. Yeah, I think it's just out of spite he's doing some of this stuff. You know, he's a logical guy, right? He's been in politics for 47 years. This is not about him helping Americans. This is about just being spiteful and trying to eliminate what Trump has done in the good side, what Trump has done over the last 4 years.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I always thought was very good advice in any aspect of life.
Yeah, I wonder how Trudeau is going to think now about how he supported Biden over Trump. Now that's going to affect the Canadians much worse than the Americans. Although, as you say, it's going to be tens of thousands of American jobs, good paying jobs as well, that are going to be affected. But these poor Canadians are now at the mercy of a Biden administration.
Yeah, the leader of Alberta is going crazy about this. What else is he doing? He's talking about increasing the capital gains tax. They're talking about jacking up the income tax. I mean, there's just all kinds of bad news coming down the pike. And again, we knew it was coming, but now when it's in your face, what do people do at this point?
They telegraphed that, right? I mean, we knew it was coming, but now it's the reality check. So I tell you right now, the markets, again, are drifting higher today, unusually higher. We're at a peak in the market. The markets are obviously overpriced, especially for what they're talking about doing and raising capital gains taxes with $1 trillion+ of unrealized capital gains on the stock market is going to negatively affect the markets. It's just the way it is. Again, getting back to my call with a couple just before you is, hey, let's take a step back. Let's figure things out. Let's wait a couple months to see how this shakes out, because the market likely is going to have a pullback 10 to 15% at least.
Wow. And that's just for starters. I mean, then they're gonna bring in all these illegal aliens, and they're gonna compete at the low end for jobs if they work at all. And they want to do something about COVID-19, but a huge number of these people are gonna quote unquote test positive, which is gonna be another blow to the economy because they're not gonna be able to work, and it's gonna cost that Biden's already promised he's gonna provide for their free health care, free housing, free health care, free interpreters, free food.
How about these migrants marching north right now? You know what? He's promising $15 minimum wage, health care when you come to the country. Of course, these people are coming up through Central America. They're coming right to the border. And now you're talking about adding 11 illegal immigrants to the voting rolls.
Not a lot more than that,
before.
Really.
They probably were, but yeah.
So where should people go if they... Where should people go if they want to fortify themselves? What are you offering this week?
We have our seminars just released. We've got them by video. So an asset preservation workshop or a retirement income planning workshop, they can call us up and we can send the link. We just received those yesterday by email. So 1-800-989-9100 if they want to see one of our seminars, an asset preservation seminar or a retirement income planning workshop. We've got them that we can email over to you.
Why don't you call it the Biden asset preservation, or the anti-Biden asset preservation. This is when you need to preserve your assets, because they're coming after them. They're coming after everything. Give us that number one more time, Kevin Frisbee.
Yeah, 1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Thanks. Thanks, Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr. You may have heard that many of the RV and camping shows have been canceled.